Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum.
We're your friends.
Walaikum salam.
Alhamdulillah, ma'am. Sorry about that. We just had a little technical difficulty there. We are back on live, and hopefully anyone who was disconnected would have to call back in. Again, this is Imam Shahid Shabazz, show of the reality of the Creator. I'm your co-host, and today's topic.
I can't hear you, brother Imam.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me, brother? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alhamdulillah. This is Woody Abdul Kareem. I'm co-hosting the Reality of the Creator show today. Sorry for the technical difficulty glitch that we just had. The topic of today's show is most people reject the resurrection day, and we stopped there in the middle of a part of the announcement that Imam Shahid Shabazz was making, and please forgive me for my newness on this system, but Imam, you could definitely continue if you could hear me. You are on live. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, brother. I can hear you clearly now, and switchboard's up, and there's a few calls that were dropped, but hopefully they could call back in.
And Allah say in the Quran, in Surah Al-Nab of the Bees, Allah say, and unto Allah lead straight the way. But Allah say, there are ways that turn aside from his straight way. Allah said, had he so willed, he could have guided all people to the straight way, to the right way, path. But Allah said he gives you the freedom of will to choose whether you want to live a righteous life or good life. I mean a righteous life or evil life. And Allah says in the Quran, the end of evil is evil and the end of good is good. So people, you can't get a good life here on earth by living a bad life and expecting to get good from bad. And this is what most people are doing. They're practicing hypocrisy, not just in regular people, but in religion, most important of all. They're talking faith on one hand, they're talking righteous, and then they're going out doing evil things, committing sins intentionally, knowing what they're doing. And they're not just hurting themselves, but the most unfortunate thing, they're misleading so many other thousands and millions and billions of people who don't know the truth. And they will have to answer on the day of resurrection and judgment for all of the sins of those people that they misled. Allah said he will take their sins off their record and put on the person to say they believe in Allah's record. And that person, he will take their bad deeds and put on the Muslim record. And then Muslim will go to hell, and a lot of people that don't say they're Muslim, they will go to heaven because the Muslims misled them by their conduct and actions and words. So I just want to say this and see if we can get anybody else on. Allah say he's the one that sends down rain from the sky. Allah say from the rain we drink pure water, and out of the rain Allah say grows, he grows vegetation on which we feed our cattle and ourselves. And Allah says here that Allah has subjected or subject to people or us the night and the day and the sun and the moon. And Allah say, and the stars also, they are all in subjection by Allah's command. Truly Allah say, in this are signs for minds of people who think and who are wise. Assalamu alaikum. I just want to stop there. I just wanted to mention a little bit about the resurrection and the judgment day and give anybody an opportunity to come on if they have any questions or comments. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. We are listening to the Reality of the Creator, and today's topic is most people reject the resurrection day. Most people reject the resurrection day. And on that topic, there's a hadith, because there's no new callers in just now, but there's a hadith that's in Tirmidhi, which is one of our books of hadith. And this hadith talks that says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Muslim is the brother of the Muslim, and he doesn't oppress him, and he doesn't put him into ruin. And whoever is concerned for the needs of his brother, Allah is concerned for his needs. And whoever relieves a need, a Muslim of a burden, whoever relieves a Muslim's burden, Allah will relieve him of a burden from all the burdens of the day of judgment. And whoever covers the faults of a Muslim, Allah will cover his faults on the day of judgment. And I just wanted to read that because a lot of people reject, you know, the fact that we are going to have to be answerable for our actions on the day of judgment. And one of the most important things we could do is relieve the burdens of our brother or our sister on the day of judgment. We may get that same mercy from our Lord because we took care of somebody here on earth while we were able to. And Allah will take care of us when on a day when only He's able to do anything. So I just wanted to point that out. Are you able to hear me, Imam Shahid?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. I don't have any new callers who've called in, and I just checked, so I'm able to call in and come on to the radio show. And I know some people were disconnected before, and it shows we have listeners, but they're not. It's not showing that they're in a position where they can speak. So maybe they're on computers or something like that. But Imam, I wanted to ask you, what do you think are some of the ways that people actually reject Resurrection Day? Do you think it's people just think it's not going to happen, or do you think that most people just don't think it's going to affect them, or that they're just rightly guided and they don't have to worry about it?
Good question. My beloved brother, I believe from my studying, and I ask Allah to guide me because He's all-knowing, and I read His book, the Quran, which is all, He have all knowledge, His knowledge in for us. Allah Himself say, most people don't believe in the resurrection day because they are so caught up into this world, and He called this world the things of it, goods and chattels of deceptions. So most people are so deceived by the things in this world, they get so much enjoyment out of the things of this world that they forget that about death. They just act like, because I got this fine home, this fine car, I got this fine woman, fine man, that I love, my fine children, or the things here. I'm the president. I'm a king. I'm a ruler. They act like this world right here is real, and this is why Allah said they reject the resurrection. He said, and Allah say, let's see, Allah say, to answer that question, Allah say, He didn't have no problem creating us from the beginning, from nothing. So why should people reject the resurrection after they're dead? They was once dead, and Allah said, I gave them life, so why can't I call them to death again and resurrect them back to life again? So Allah just simply says it's simply because people, they enjoy this world, and the dunya, this world is called the dunya, or the dead world, really. And Allah say the things here, they are, you can get some pleasure out of them because He allowed that. That's a test. But He said the pleasure is short-lived. It don't last. Allah say the only lasting pleasure we can get is the good pleasure that comes from Him. But that's forever. He said, you please me, I'll please you. Just like you just said, Allah said, if you relieve your brother down here on earth of his burdens down here, helps up people of their needs. And he said he'll relieve your burdens and help you on the day when it really counts the most, judgment day. And a lot of us will be able to go to heaven because we helped our brother and our sisters while we was down here on earth and we wasn't stingy. And Allah says, this is my conclusion to that answer. He say, anybody that is so stingy tight and won't help people and got way more than what they need, he said they're doing so at the expense of losing their own soul. So in order to gain our soul, Allah said, you must help your brother in this world while you're living on this earth, this planet earth. You cannot get to heaven if you don't help your brothers and sisters that's in need. And that is called justice. And Allah said he created the heavens and the earth and people for just in justice. So I hope you could hear me, and I hope my answer was sufficient for you. If not, we'll try to elaborate a little bit more.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. That was an excellent, thank you for that answer. Once again, assalamu alaikum. This is your co-host, Woody Abdul Kareem, and I'm filling in for Sister Isla, which is why we're not as smooth as we normally are. And the title of the show is The Reality of the Creator. And today's topic is most people reject the resurrection day. Most people reject the resurrection day. And that statement from Imam Shahid Shabazz hits very close to home, because none of us, in our thinking mind at least, none of us who know the truth, would ever try to reject something that's guaranteed. I mean, they say in this life, the only thing that's guaranteed is death and taxes. But the judgment day is a promise from Allah. And the Imam said, like, he read the Quran, he read the book, Allah's book, and we are sure that we are going to have a day of judgment. And we are sure that we are going to be resurrected and made answerable for all of our actions. And like the Imam just said, some of the best actions that we could do are, of course, good actions that are pleasing to Allah. And among them is helping our brother or our sister in need, removing a need from them. And then maybe Allah will remove a need from us on a day when nobody else can intercede, on a day when nobody else can remove a need of yours. And I thank you for that, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Brother Kareem, I just seen Sister Isla Nimmer show up on my phone, so apparently okay. The people are not able to hear.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because she just showed up on my screen. I couldn't answer, though I'd have been off on the program, but apparently the people have been cut off the air. They can't hear us.
Okay. So I'm going to end this episode and start a brand new episode again. And that would take about 2 minutes, and you could just call right back in. So if there's anybody listening, because I'm able to call from my phone and call in, but I think that's probably why no one else is there. And so if you could just call right back into the show, Imam, just give it 2 minutes, inshallah.
Oh, you got it.
All right, assalamu alaikum.